Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams. Some exotic
booze. Well, if you're just joining us, with us, my darlings, you have missed two spectacular hours. And we have been, oddly enough, entirely in the U.S. today. Isn't that odd? Because, you know, we talk so much about international things. But it's lovely to talk about things closer to home. And if you missed the first hour, we were talking with Olivier Millet, who we were talking with about the Dallas Museum of Art. But he is also about to transition to becoming the director of the Sterling and Francine Clark Art Institute in Williamstown, Massachusetts, which is about a 25-minute drive from the Crown Plaza, Pittsfield, Berkshire, or is it Berkshire, Pittsfield? I prefer to say the Berkshire Crown Plaza Hotel. It's so much easier. But they keep pulling the rug out from underneath me with name changes and rearrangement of words. It's in the heart of Berkshire County in western Massachusetts, from which we broadcast right across from their pub. So come by and wave at us if we're here. And it's going to be fun welcoming a Frenchman to Berkshire County. And then we went off. I'm smitten with films. And if you missed it, I was talking with Jeff Burbank, who's the person who makes sure that the information being transmitted to the public who come to the Mob Museum, their website's themobmuseum.org in Las Vegas, that they're getting accurate information, and really, they're very interested in making sure that you know that it's actually the National Museum of Organized Crime and Law Enforcement. So it's not just about the bad guys; it's about what the good guys do about it. And they've got a film series going on during the month of July, including the films Bugsy, The Untouchables, The St. Valentine Day Massacre, and Hoffa. And Hoffa was, I think, both acted in and directed by Danny DeVito. And you've got such, you know, famous people in there. Warren Beatty and Robert De Niro, Jason Robards. These are really good films. And so if you're listening to us somewhere in the country where you're looking for that breakaway and you could use an opportunity that's a bit stress busting, I mean, who couldn't? I have to tell you, Vegas is the place to do it. You know, there's something special about Las Vegas. And remember, I am not a gambler and I'm not a drinker. and I didn't go to Las Vegas because I had an image of what it was and why it would not be appealing to me. Until a couple of decades ago when I was forced into going on business. And before the plane even landed, I fell in love with the place. The spectacular view from the air as you are landing. And if you're lucky, you will either take off or land in two different times of day. So you can see Las Vegas from 8,000 feet in the daytime and at nighttime. It is something you will never forget. And frankly, as odd as it sounds, it is as memorable to me as when I flew over the Arctic and look down at the Arctic Ocean, which unfortunately has a lot more light blue lines in it than it did when I flew over it a couple of decades ago. but you could already see the melting happening. But, you know, such a memorable experience, and I had such fun. There are so many things to see and do. And, you know, I don't mind going into a casino, but I'm not a gambler. So I go in with my $10 in quarters, and when they're gone, so am I. And if I won, whatever I won is in my pocket. So I'm the one that beats the system. You can't make more than $10 off of me. And I have won some 3- and 4-figure numbers, but the 4 figures I won in Monte Carlo. So while it was 2,500, it was still French francs before the euro. It was only like $500 at the time. It wasn't 2,500. Not that you could sneeze at $500. And every time I went shopping somewhere, I said thank you to the casino in Monte Carlo. And I bought a whole bunch of wonderful things, went to the flea market. But there comes a point when, you know, if maybe that this wonderful museum experience and the film festival that they're involved with, and they're always doing something there, so you have to check with them, you know, check at their website, the mob, the word the mobmuseum.org. Plan a trip that includes them. There's also a museum of neon signs that's fairly amazing. It's the old signs that are known when they changed buildings and whatnot, and they took them all to this place and created a museum out of it. It's the coolest thing. But the point will come in your day when you recognize that, you know, you want to be in a pampering environment, a comfortable environment, the kind of place that once you go in the door, maybe you never even want to leave. You just want to stay there. That happens to me far too often when I'm traveling. You know, I fall in love with the hotel or resort that I'm at, and you really need to get a can opener to pry me out of there. That's the kind of place you want to stay in anyway. The kind of place that makes, that's magnetic. And you know, I choose places to share with you that I believe if you go there, you will come back enriched, enhanced, inspired, and uplifted, and somehow know you're a better person for the experience. So I decided to look around for a place just like that to share with you. So when you're planning your next Las Vegas excursion, you might want to know more about them and plan to stay with them as well. And we're going to go off and visit with the general manager of the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort and Spa right after this.
Stephanie Abrams' travel show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Boston Pops conductor laureate John Williams makes a welcome return to lead film night Saturday, August 13th at 8 p.m. Long established as one of Tanglewood's most consistently appreciated evenings. Join Mr. Williams as he presents this year's celebration of the music of Hollywood and beyond, featuring the Boston Pops and special guests. Buy tickets now at tanglewood.org or 888-266-1200.
Are you having any fun?
I am delighted to have on the line with me Carlton Werner. He's the general manager of the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort and Spa. Thank you so much for joining us.
Stephanie, it's my pleasure. Thank you for asking.
Now, exactly where are you located?
Lake Las Vegas was a planned community that's about 25 minutes off the strip of Las Vegas, and it's comprised of two resorts, were one of them, and a planned community that's been around for a while, suffered during the recession, and just during the past couple of years has really started to take off again, and it's a delightful community, and I know people that visit here love it.
What is the population?
I think the population of Lake Las Vegas itself is like 4,000 or 6,000 people. But there are noted people that live here. It's a home of Celine Dion and other movie stars that live in Lake Las Vegas. It's an upper-end community with a huge lake, a little village on the lake, and the resorts.
Well, it looks gorgeous. While you're speaking, I'm looking at photos, and it looks absolutely gorgeous. And, you know, when you hear, you know, when you mention who is a local resident, that's kind of somebody did the demographic shopping for you in advance.
Yeah, that's true. You know, there's we're excited to work with the hotel company that just purchased the Westin in December of last year. And the resorts have kind of gone down a little bit because of the economy, and we're now bringing the Westin back to the glory days, you know, spending upwards of $30 million in order to renovate the rooms, a public area, and make it the glory place that it was when it was first built.
Are you in the renovation now?
We started on some items of the renovation, mostly behind the scenes with some of the physical plant. The guest rooms will start approximately October, as soon as all of the approvals have come from Starwood, that is the franchisee. They need to approve our rooms, and we'll move forward. So it looks like about October they will start on the guest rooms and have everything finished by April. And in that time, we'll be working on the public areas and have everything done in the public areas. And I'll tell you, it's going to be, I've seen the designs and the colors and everything, and it's going to be true Westin and true beautiful when it's all finished.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back talking with Carlton Werner, general manager at the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort and Spa. We got the inside scoop. Stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams. Have your little fun. Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickarreed Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
A sparkling summer awaits you at Tanglewood, home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Dvorak, and more. Also at Tanglewood, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops presenting Raiders of the Lost Ark on the silver screen, accompanied by orchestra, and much more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns. Outdoor adventure and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 1-800-814-5035.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the UK National Trust and Northern Ireland's North Coast. Dazzle your imagination with incredible places to explore, from the awe-inspiring Giant's Causeway to the natural stage settings for Game of Thrones. Discover Northern Ireland's North Coast. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway. Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Galgorm Resort and Spa. When exploring Northern Ireland, indulge yourself in luxury you will never forget at Galgorm Resort and Spa in Ballymena, halfway between Belfast and Giant's Causeway. Visit galgorm.com for details.
A real big spender.
Coast to coast. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to have Carlton Werner on the line with us, giving us a bird's eye inside view of what's going on at the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort and Spa. And, you know, it's always wonderful to have the general manager, because nobody knows more about a place. You know, when even when you talk to the owners, they don't eat it and sleep it 24/7 the way a GM does. And so, you know, it's wonderful to have your insights today, Carlton. Let's start with a number of things. First of all, I think we read somewhere that you're on 200 acres.
That's correct. We have 493 guest rooms and suites. We have about 95,000 square feet of meeting space, including 45,000 exterior. You know, the resort, of course, having all that, we have access to Jack Nicklaus signature golf course, which is right outside our door next to the lake. There's paddle boarding. There are two swimming pools. It's a four diamond, AAA four diamond rated resort. A wonderful Japanese restaurant called Marsa that was voted the number one sushi restaurant in Las Vegas by Open Table, the reservation system. We have our own spa, business center, and it's just a wonderful family and certainly a convention resort. We market it, Stephanie, as the other Vegas. In other words, the people that maybe don't want to stay downtown and down on the strip of Las Vegas and gamble, but still want to be in Las Vegas and maybe make a trip down there once or twice. And it's worked out quite well.
Now, you were sharing with us earlier that, you know, you're about to start a renovation, refurbishment, and what many hotels have of late come to call a reimagination of the property, the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort and Spa. I have never, Carlton, spoken with a GM who didn't just come out of a renovation, just going into a renovation, or they're in the middle of a renovation. Isn't that just, you know, part of the ball game of what running a resort hotel is all about? I mean, isn't it a constant, you know, like that wheel that the hamster is on. That's, you know, it just, it's never ending. It's this kind of constant revolving door of keeping up.
You know, you're exactly right. And one of the big things, of course, is technology. It has changed so much from year to year. And as we do renovations, and I'm saying in a couple of years, the technology changes that we're making today will maybe be obsolete. And, you know, it's like a hamster on a wheel. You're exactly right. It just changes all the time.
Well, you know, it's interesting you mentioned technology. I can remember in the late 90s, like 97, 98, 99, people were just getting involved. I guess probably in my last company, we went online with a website in 1995. And we were pretty much ahead of the game because there wasn't that much cooking out there yet. And everybody was copying everybody else with the most unimaginative, ugliest websites you've ever seen in your life. And but I remember a year or two after we went online, we were based in northern New Jersey, just across the river from New York City. And I often went into Manhattan on business and would meet people in hotel lobbies because that was a convenient place to have a meeting. And you would see a sign in the lobby that the hotel was in the midst of wiring the rooms for Wi-Fi.
Right.
And
yeah.
Like, I mean, you think back, what a waste of time and money that was.
Yeah, it's right. Like, yeah, it just, you know, from the use of television sets in the guest rooms where now people can bring their iPads in and their iPhones and hook them up to the television set and play their music and play their movies. It's technology is just amazing.
Well, we love to do that, particularly when we're traveling abroad, where you, for the most part, have the worst television programming on the planet. We travel with our DVDs, and we're also often able to go to some website where we can run a movie through the computer and see it on the screen in the rooms, because, you know, some of those shows will just, you know, you'll never need a sleeping pill.
That's right.
Put it to you that way.
You know, that's so true with children too. And we're a family resort, certainly on weekends or when we don't have a major convention, but you know, children are good at the swimming pool for a few hours, but from that point on, man, they're into my grandchildren are into iPads and iPods and these games and everything you can think of. And by the time they get done with my iPad, I have to go back and reset everything that I had on it initially for business and to make it work again. But children are amazing the way they've adopted to technology.
Well, you know, and I see it particularly, you go into an airport and the child, the three-year-old, or maybe not even three-year-old, who would be, you know, scampering about driving their parents mad, is sitting there with some kind of iPad-looking device playing a game or watching cartoons or a film or something. I mean, it really is remarkable. So, you know, are there special programs or services that people traveling with children visiting the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort and Spa would be particularly interested in?
Yeah, most certainly. We have, of course, paddle boats for the children where they can go out into the lake, and we have our own little lagoon in front of the lake here. They have access to stand-up paddle boards.
That's a big thing now.
Yeah, very big thing. Certainly with the pool features, with the slide that the children are lined up to come down the slide all the time. And the gaming area around next to the pool, we call it a sport court, that has basketball or tennis and whatever you want. I mean, it's always full of children out there.
See, now you made me nervous for a second. I'm glad you got to paddle ball and basketball and whatever, because when you said that off the side of the pool, there's the the game court, and it made me think you had slot machines lined up there. But no, that's good. It's the sport
court.
No slot machines for the kids. That's a good thing. We're going to take a quick commercial break, Carlton. Talking with Carlton Werner, the general manager of the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort and Spa. So much more to talk about. We'll be right back. Don't leave me.
Laughs, I can show.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's dazzling North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers to stage their works. Walk in mythical steps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Take a walk on the sugary sand of Port Stewart's Beach and have a bite and a pint at Harry Shack. With $1 million sea view, drive through the canopy of trees called Dark Hedges and visit Ballantoy Harbor and Quarry, all used as natural settings for Game of Thrones. Press on to Cushendon, a fairy tale enchanting seaside village where boutique shops and a local pub will surely entice you.
Start planning now. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Carrickaree. That's nationaltrust.org.uk. Search for Carrickaree.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888
999-1351. Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Amtrak.
We're America's railroad. We're Amtrak. Get away for just $90 round trip with Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fare. Children ages 2 through 12 travel round trip at half price. Ride in comfort aboard the Adirondack. Amtrak. Enjoy the journey.
Walking in the sand.
Coast to coast. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to have Carlton Werner on the line with me live from the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort and Spa. He is the general manager and the man to go to when you need answers to your questions, as I have. And we've been talking about the fact that this is a very family-focused resort, and it's about a 25-minute drive over to the strip that we think of that is the heartbeat of Las Vegas. But, you know, I like to be off to the side a bit. I mean, I often will stay out of town of whatever the city is for a couple of reasons. It's quieter. I mean, you can go in for all the honky-tonk and busyness of the day, but it's awfully nice to retreat. And I do this even often when I'm in places like Boston places in Europe where, you know, it's nice to be just outside of, and there are generally some economic advantages to that because sometimes you'll find some better deals when you go. And often, not always the case, but often, especially when you're in big cities, you'll find if you've rented a car or you've driven to the place, it's awfully expensive to park your car. And many times when you are outside in another place, they all have parking. You just park and go. But I don't know that that's the case here necessarily. I was very much interested in the things you were saying about services particularly focused for families. So let's talk about how that translates into room accommodations. And also I'm wondering about supervised play or babysitting services or something where, you know, mom and dad can get a little time on their own and have some sense of safety and security that their children are being well looked after while they're able to do anything from just sit and read a book or, you know, have dinner together without the kids.
Good question, Stephanie. And we do have, Westin has what we call the Kids Club, which is currently under renovation here and should be open, I'm guessing in 60 days, a complete renovation where we take the children in and spend the day with them, whether we take them to the beach, which there's a beautiful white sand beach right on our property where the kids, as I mentioned, it's a private beach for only guests of the resort can go on. And one thing I wanted to mention about the lake that's so wonderful, you talk about being on the strip, and, you know, the strip, there's a lot of activity, and it lights up, and there are people that there are people over people over people all the time. The lake at Lake Las Vegas, the boats, and you can rent a little boat from the resort or at the village here, and they're all electric. There are no motorized boats on this lake. And so you're taking a little electric boat out, and mom and dad can go out at 5 o'clock for a sunset cruise, and we provide the wine and cheese and go out around the lake, and it's just beautiful, wonderful for parents. Well, their children are at the kids club or, you know, doing something else. So I wanted to make sure we talked about that because it's not only for kids, but certainly for adults that want to make have a getaway. You know, this is a wonderful place.
And what about babysitting services?
We do. When the kids club is open, we offer that, and we do have a list of people that we give to our guests that they can contact and make arrangements with them. Yes,
got it. My associate producer was earlier. I told you during the commercial break, was so fascinated with looking at the photos of the Westin Las Vegas Lake Las Vegas Resort and Spa. That he forgot to signal me as we were coming to the end of a segment. But, he redeemed himself telling me about some of the things he was looking at. One of the things he noticed in one of the photos was something that looks like a cabin cruiser. Is that a Celine Dion kind of a thing that's got there? Or is that something that people can get involved with as a guest?
People can get involved as a guest. That's a...
Super.
It's a... cabin cruiser type that's used for groups. It's owned by the Lake Las Vegas people, and it's an electric it's an electric boat that cruises out on the lake and takes people out for a cruise around the lake or parties for happy hour or whatever. Yeah, wonderful.
How cool is that? And now, is Lake Las Vegas a man-made lake?
Yes, it is.
How deep is it?
And you can't certainly attest to my answer, but...
I'm not going to go measure it, so whatever you say is right.
You know, they have said that it's up to 200 feet deep in the deepest part of the lake, yes.
Wow.
And it's very well controlled. You know, this past weekend, and this hurts the resort, when it rains in Las Vegas, you know, it comes down in buckets, and that had happened the day before, or last Thursday. And we're going into 4th of July weekend, and everything is full packed out here. And unfortunately, when that happens and they get runoff into the lake, they close the lake to boating and to everything because right. They want to make sure that nobody's going to, you know, catch any crud that happened to wash into the lake, and they close it for 4 or 5 days until it clears up, and it clears up, and then they open it back up. So,
yeah, but that's a good safety thing, and I'm glad you brought that up, Carlton. In fact, if you've just joined us, we're talking with Carlton Werner, the general manager of the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort and Spa. Just a 25-minute trip to all the honky-tonk and lights and noise and excitement that is the strip area of Las Vegas, and in a spot that makes it convenient for you to do that and yet come away to the serenity and beauty that is the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort. But, you know, your comments give me a very good reminder for people that live on or near lakes and go and swim at lakes. You're not supposed to swim in a lake for 24 hours after a heavy rain anywhere. And I live on a lake, and I know I have neighbors that either have never heard this or pay no attention to it, because when there's a heavy rain, I can't give you the scientific explanation, but in essence, any toxins in the lake will be flushed upward, and it's not healthy. You're not supposed to do it.
You are 100% correct, Stephanie.
And that's just a normal phenomenon. And I am shocked by the number of people who allow their children, you know, I don't know whether they go in or not, but, you know, they allow their children to go in the lake, you know, like right after a rainstorm stop or 24 hours, people. Don't go in a lake after you've had a heavy rain. But that's a good thing. I mean, I really appreciate it when people are conscientious about even erring on the side of caution. Maybe, you know, taking a little longer to reopen something that, you know, somebody says it's 2 days. You know, I'm the one, my daughter likes to refer to me as the worst case scenario person. You know, I just as soon be safe rather than sorry.
And
clearly there are so many other things that one can be doing. I'd really like to get into talking for those folks that are listening but haven't gone to our website, to our members' photos at travelers411.com to see the photos that have been uploaded by the the kind folks over at the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort and Spa. Walk us through what it looks like as you approach.
As you come in off of Lake Las Vegas Boulevard, you come into an entryway that we have like 64 palms that are lighted just beautiful at night into a circular driveway in the entrance of the hotel. And then the wings off of the hotel, one wing outside of one wing is where we have a wedding garden, and we do a lot of weddings. It's a big piece of our business. And the other one, the other wings, you get the view of the lake and the pool area. And if you go on our website, as you mentioned, WestinLakeLasVegas.com, it is a beautiful resort. It is stunning.
Well, you know, it's kind of, it looks to me, my interpretation of the architecture is a cross between the American Southwest architecture and something you'd find in Tuscany, put together in a mixing bowl, and that's what came after. We're going to take a quick commercial. It's gorgeous. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back talking with Carlton Werner, general manager of the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort and Spa. We got to find out about the spa. Don't leave me.
Softly, softly with me.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
A sparkling summer awaits you at Tanglewood, home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Dvorak, and more. Also at Tanglewood, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops presenting Raiders of the Lost Ark on the silver screen, accompanied by orchestra, and much more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build.
General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
Cocktails for two.
Coast to coast, it's travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Carlton Werner's on the line with me. He's general manager of the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort and Spa. Talk to us, Carlton, about the rooms themselves. What can we expect? You know, I'm always interested in you know, spaciousness and amenities and room layouts and views, especially. Views are very important to me. I have given up nicer rooms for a room with a better view.
Out of the 493 rooms, we do have 45 suites, so we have a lot of suites in the resort, which are huge. All of our rooms have Heavenly Bed, which is a Westin signature bed, and our guests always go away rested and relaxed. I would say we only have about 60 out of the 493 that do not face the lake or the pool. So when this was originally laid out, and this was built as a Hyatt Regency, you know, 20 years ago, and they did a great job of the layout because all of the rooms do face towards the water.
So there's 463. Let me get that straight. 463 rooms, inclusive of suites, that face either the lake and or pool.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
It's fabulous.
Yes.
Yeah, I always feel some kind of how cheated if the view isn't wonderful. Where in a place, I mean, when you're sometimes you're in a city, no matter which way you look, you're looking at a brick wall. But but you know, when you get to a place where there's a great view, man, I want that view. I mean, it makes whatever you invested in the cost of the room is so increased as a value added when you open the door to your room or suite and you can see out to the spectacular view. It's like $1 million. You know, it's a wow. It's that wow moment.
It sure is. And at the sunrise in the morning when you open your draperies over the lake, it is just stunning, absolutely stunning.
It has to be. Now, you have a spa on premises. What do we need to know about that?
We do have a full-service spa that, you know, we have mainly hotel guests. Some outside people come in. It's operated by the hotel. It also is going under renovation in about 45 days. And it's a wonderful, they do a wonderful job down there, from manicures to pedicures to massages to facials to anything you want, we can do it here. Also have restaurant, we have restaurants, of course. I mentioned the Japanese restaurant, which is very well known. We also have a Rick's Cafe, named after Casablanca.
Right.
You know, you talked about the resort, the mix of what you thought it was. It was originally built with a Moroccan theme, and so you'll see a lot of Moroccan in the resort. And Rick's Cafe certainly is another one of the fine eating places. It has a full-service coffee bar, takeout food restaurant in the lobby with gift shops. We have a big lobby bar where you can eat and drink. And, of course, the pool's there's a full-service restaurant down at the pool, and for cocktails, sodas, whatever children want and adult want, we've got it down there.
Now, the one by the pool, that's literally, you know, there for pool guests, so people would just have maybe a little cover-up or a pair of shorts on, or?
That's correct. That's correct, Stephanie. It is just, it's in the pool area, and
But that's unusual. Most pool areas, I mean, just as a general rule, I know specifically that, you know, there are places that break that rule. But generally speaking, poolside restaurants are not full-service restaurants. They tend to be more limited in what they offer and the way they present it. So that's kind of a unique thing.
Yeah, it's, you know, when I say I don't want to stretch a full service, but you can get almost anything out there. And then during the summer, we set up a taco bar, and
now you're talking.
And you know, and it's for
now
children.
Now you got my attention.
It's for children and everybody, and it's an added feature during the summer when right close to the beach. And at night, the fire pits are lit, and the kids are out there having s'mores and roast a hot dog, whatever they want out there.
Now, when you say at night, does it get cooler at night?
It does, certainly, and we're in the, of course, the heat of the summer now in Las Vegas, but, you know, it'll drop down into the 80s at night. Now, that's not cool for you, but
I live in the mountains of Western Massachusetts, and there is generally somewhere between a 20 and often 30 degree drop between daytime temperatures and nighttime temperatures. I know it's going to blow your mind, Carlton, when I tell you my house is not air conditioned.
Oh my gosh.
You can't imagine that, can you?
No, I can't imagine that.
Yeah, but I mean, normally in the summer, in the daytime, it'll be anywhere from the high 70s to the low 90s. And generally, the temperature will be somewhere in the high 70s to the mid 80s or whatnot. At night, it's going to be somewhere generally between 60 and 68 degrees, maybe 70 degrees, maybe. I don't think, generally not. We run around at night closing windows. We sleep with a quilt on the bed year round. I've got the biggest variety of flannel pajamas you've ever seen.
Well, I envy your weather, that's for sure.
Well, no, you got to come visit us. You'd love it here. So, and I have to come visit you because I have to tell you what the kinds of things we have talked about are right on the button. And I can't wait to see as you emerge from this major. How many millions are you sinking into this project?
It'll be in the $30 million range, yes. And I'll make sure, and I'll make contact with you when we're close to the
Yeah, we'll have you back on before you get all completely done with what you're doing there. Are you making it easy for people to come and visit in the interim?
Absolutely. As you look at the resort on our website, we're able to do a lot of this stuff by just taking a wing at a time out of service and go through our renovations, and we wouldn't disturb anything in the rest of the resort. So it's going to be an ideal renovation.
Well, that's the important thing for people to know.
That's right.
And your place is so big that for you to take a wing, a floor, or whatever, and not have it disturb other guests, you know, the guests that are there while you're working a piece at a time. Yeah, that's spectacular. I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Stay with me so we can chat as we go in the top of the hour news. And for everybody else, we've come to the end once again. Come back next week. You know, we love all y'all. This is Stephanie Abrams. Gotta fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. biztalkradio.com.